It's handled. Helping Powerful Women Win at Home and in the Workplace. Written by L. David Harris. Narrated by Jennifer Yadov. Chapter 1. A New World. Introduction. The world has changed dramatically over the last century, and with that change, so has the treatment of women in society. Those changes have not been uniform across the world, but at least in Western society, a revolution has occurred that has enabled women to not only survive, but also thrive in the workplace and at home. For those of you out there who may be struggling, you may not feel like those changes are real to you. But as I will explain in a moment, there are some amazing statistics that show how women are performing much better, both in terms of hard dollars as well as perception in society with respect to equality. That being said, the next step is to figure out how to tap into that change and use it both for the benefit of improving your professional career as well as your personal and home life. A few of you may be skeptical, so let's take a look at some statistics. Women have surpassed men in the percentage of enrolled college students and the percentage of completing college with a degree. According to a 2014 report by the Council of Economic Advisers, the number of women aged 24 to 34 with at least a four-year degree has risen from less than 10% in 1964 to nearly 40% in 2014, exceeding that of men. Another figure that is commonly touted is that women, on average, only earn 80% on the dollar compared to men. That figure, when broken down to specific apples-to-apples comparisons, shows that the real figure when looking at similar jobs with the same amount of experience is closer to 4%. Even more striking is that according to PayScale, women in their 20s actually make more than men in the same fields with the same experience. These figures point to a trend that should be welcomed by women in the workplace. It's not just hard dollars, either. Recent studies have shown that women now are preferred nearly 2-to-1 over men, as new hires in certain fields, such as STEM careers. This positive bias towards women is indicative of a change that is broader and more widespread than some people may realize. This is especially important for women who don't have a college degree. But it benefits all women, regardless of education, race, or other status. The workforce is not the only area where things have changed for the better. Perceptions about women's roles at home and in relationships have also improved. The combination of these developments provide additional opportunities for women to excel, both in their professional career and personal life. It is important to understand, however, that while the reality for women has changed for the better, those changes are less helpful for individuals who don't perceive those changes for themselves. One could say that perception is reality, and this idea can be extended to behavior that impacts one's future. In order to take advantage of an opportunity, one must realize that it is there and believe there is a possibility of capitalizing it and using it to further one's success. Belief in success impacts motivation, which in turn can influence how much effort is made to change and improve upon one's life, or to try again after one has suffered a defeat or setback. While external factors can influence success, the choices that a person makes have even more of an impact. In fact, it's the individual choices that are the ultimate decider of the eventual course of one's life and how successful one will become, regardless of the pursuit or endeavor. This is true for everyone, and is one of the key concepts that should be realized upon reaching adulthood. If you don't accept that notion, then what you are doing is letting others control your outcomes instead of taking the reins and driving the course of your own life. Chapter 2. The Career. The Basics. Many people often fret about their current situation and wonder why they haven't achieved the success that they believe they deserve. Often it is a simple failure to shore up the foundation or soft skills, as well as how one presents themselves to others, that could be having a negative effect. This section will give you some specific things that you can make sure you are doing before you get started in making more systematic changes. Get organized. Before you do anything else, you need to develop a system of organization.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?